weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
There's a new Dad's Army film, which is now in the cinemas. It's based on the very popular David Croft and Jimmy Perry comedy, which screened from the late 1960s through to the 70s. To talk about that, I'm joined by Matt Blaney. Matt is a teacher at Parkside School, and you run a Dad's Army club?
Good evening, Julian. That's correct. I do. It is a extracurricular club, highly academic.
I was assuming it wasn't on the national curriculum, unless Michael Gove did a very strange thing before he left office.
No, unfortunately not. No, it is a highly academic club. We effectively watch episodes of Dad's Army once a week on a Friday lunchtime. It is open to all. And has actually surprisingly become very popular.
Okay, let's rewind a little bit. How did you get involved in watching Dad's Army? Because I'm kind of figuring, looking at you, that you're probably not old enough to have seen it even first time around.
No, unfortunately not. I wasn't around sort of during the original broadcasting. My first memory of Dad's Army was
In fact, it's so old, even I can't remember when it began.
Well, there you go, exactly, there you go. You don't look a day over 30.
Is the right answer.
I got a video, actually. Now, for those listeners who are under 18, if you don't know what a video is, go and ask your parents and ask them about the difficulties of selecting the specific scene you want to watch. So I got a video of Dad's Army, the very best. It was a compilation of sort of 5 episodes and played it more or less over and over again. And fell in love with the series, really, for several reasons.
What's in particular about the show that appeals to you?
Oh, I think it's the incredibly clever writing that takes in a broad range of social aspects that most of us could probably relate to even today. So, you know, you've got Captain George Maddering, who's got an ever so slightly small chip on his shoulder about his sort of social status compared with that of the lackadaisic, relaxed, you know, father something in the city, Sergeant Wilson, who has never really had to struggle for much in his life, but always seems to come out on top. You know, you've got the reality of it, which is, you know, also very admirable. These men who had very little equipment, who were very more than willing to face the hordes of Wehrmacht and German paratroopers that were going to descend on the villages of England. So there's that sort of nod to reality as well, which is also something quite...
Did you see just before Christmas, there was one of these sort of drama documentaries or dramatisation of the creation of the show?
Yes, Redoomed, I think it was called.
Yeah, and it wasn't easy for the show to go ahead. And I guess if you think about it, 1968, that's only 20 years or so, 25 years after the end of the Second World War.
Well, that was the big opposition to it, is that, you know, sort of, you know, Paul Fox, who'd been a veteran himself, you know, took the war very seriously. Right, he said as many.
And he was one of the big wigs at the BBC at the time.
Exactly. I think the key issue and one of the saving graces was that David Croft had been a major. Yeah, Jimmy Perry had served in the army in India. You know, the cast, Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier very briefly. And then you also had John Laurie and Arnold Ridley, who'd been in the First World War. So I think it, as Jimmy Perry said, the time was right, the cast was right, and everything came together. And luckily, David Croft suppressed, as is touched on in the programme, suppressed a sort of audience review that wasn't favourable before the days of email and CCing the world and his wife in.
Yeah,
sort of hid it in a drawer, and the series went out and became the legendary comedy that it is today.
So fast forward to 2016. When did this Friday Lunchtime Club start?
It started 2 years ago, actually, in 2014, when I first started. And it was basically, I had heard some of the stuff that the kids were watching outside of school and was, you know,
such as
variety. I don't want to offend anyone who watches you know, soap operas and things like that, but it was,
I thought you were awful, mate. You could say Glee, so that's
Glee was one as well, you know, a variety of bits and pieces. And I thought, no, I think it's time that you were introduced to something that is a little different. It's not something you've watched before and something that I find funny and I can sort of sit in a classroom and watch as well. So I opened up the club to anyone who wants to join. It's a Friday lunchtime, come in, eat your lunch and watch an episode of Dad's Army.
And how old are the kids?
11 to 16, and it is the whole range of year groups in the school that attend as well. So
how many come? How many come along to this?
20-25 on average each week.
That's astounding.
It surprised me, actually.
Boys, girls, bit of a mix?
Boys, girls mix. It leans towards boys.
Right.
Because they sort of bring each other along. And, you know, I think, you know, if your friend's there, you've got to seem to be there as well, and vice versa. But, no, mixed group, and it's been surprisingly popular.
I'm amazed. And do you go through the episodes in sequence, or do you pull out particular ones?
No, I kind of pick out ones I think they'll find sort of funny.
Okay.
Because, you know, some of them, they probably won't get some of the messages involved, you know. So I try and sort of cherry pick the ones which I think...
Because it's a long time since really... Well, many of the actors, of course, are now dead. I think the majority of the cast...
Yeah.
And no longer with us, as one might expect from actors of that age. So it's not as if they're looking and thinking, oh, I remember him because his...
No,
you know, with...
I think it's probably the fact that for them, you know, being 11 to sort of 6 years, it's quite nice seeing grown men be a bit silly. And, you know, even the pomposity of Captain Mannering come unstuck when, you know, Corporal Jones dangles off a bridge tied to a rope with a pair of gardening shears about to, you know, cut the aerial off a secret weapon, or, you know, the fact that the platoon getting a variety of mix-ups. I think for the children, it's just quite nice to see, you know, middle-aged men being a bit silly, doing things that they find quite funny.
And are you organising a school trip to see the movie?
Oh, well, this is it. You know, I think the Dad's Army Club will never get a better opportunity to get out on a school trip. So, yes, we're going on Friday to see the Dad's Army movie. I'm completely open-minded about it. I think...
Have you looked at the clips?
I have seen the clips. I think... the reviews have been mixed in terms of the papers. Yeah, I think at the
end
of the
day... It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because the series is so well loved.
It is. And, you know, I've seen some comments from sort of, you know, Dad's Army diehards, and they're sort of, you know, never should this have happened. But in my opinion, you know, at the end of the day, firstly, it's a homage to the original, which is great. And secondly, if it gets a younger audience into the original, then fantastic. Yeah,
there's one scene which I want to see the movie myself. I haven't seen it yet. There's one scene in the trail which I'm slightly, I don't know, feel uncomfortable about. And that's Captain Mannering being chased across the field by a bull.
Yes.
And I remember reading various plot lines that Arthur Lowe, who played Captain Mannering in the original, was asked to do, and he refused point blank because he wouldn't be involved in anything
did,
like
and
that.
And actually, he had it written into his contract that he was not to be seen without his trousers on, which I'm still not sure why, but I think one of the mistakes the film has made, and yeah, I haven't seen it yet, I shouldn't judge, but they show Mrs. Mannering. Now, in the original, Mrs. Mannering was nothing but an angry voice at the end of the phone, or a huge lump in the top bunk. So the audience is able to make their own minds up about, you know, how horrible this lady was. And I think in the new film they show her, which will be interesting.
And so I guess I don't know if you can have too many preconceptions about what she might have been. Or maybe they did. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they planned to show her, and I think Arthur Lowe said, no, once you've shown her, you've killed her. That was, I think, the quote that I've heard. So it'll be interesting.
Mm, okay. Well, we'll look forward to half time to get you back and do a review of it.
I'm more than happy.
Okay, well, Matt, look, thanks very much for coming, and enjoy the movie as well.
Thank you very much.